these trains used to be cleaned 4 times a year, then it was reduced to 2. Now they're allegedly cleaned out once a year. I would dispute that that even happens. So that's concerning right across the city. However, in Eglinton, there are a particular set of problems. We saw unprecedented flooding there 2 years ago. Homes were destroyed, businesses were ruined, and people are still traumatised by the effects of that flooding. Yet in that area, where the Department for Infrastructure are currently scoping an exercise that will see millions spent on flood mitigation measures, they have allowed gullies and drains to become blocked again. So it seems to me very much a case of the department being penny wise and pound foolish. We've had a plethora of weather warnings over the past couple of weeks, and any time it rains, people in Eglinton get very worried.
And there is no doubt that if we get flooding anything like what we saw in August of 2017, the amount of money it's going to cost is going to be far, far more than it would cost to clean out culverts.
Absolutely. The cost of cleaning these things is not huge by any means. I fully appreciate the budgetary pressures facing the Department for Infrastructure and indeed other government departments, and that's been compounded by the lack of an assembly here where you don't have political direction making decisions on budgets. But this is low-hanging fruit. These are simple measures that can be taken from the department to make flooding less likely in the future.